Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our text today is Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Our text verses are Luke 13, 10 through 13. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we lift our eyes to you today, for we know that you are all the help we need. God, we praise you that you are truly the source of our strength. Oh, my God, we thank you that you are the strength of our lives. Lord, I pray you will bless us in this time we spent together in the study of your word. I pray, God, for the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, even me. Amen. The title of today's message is Jesus Makes a Big Difference, and this is part one. My brothers and sisters, as we go through life, we should take Jesus with us. Oh my God, he should be very close to us. We should not encounter or deal with anything in the absence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who truly walk with Jesus and trust him know that he makes a big difference in all of life's situations. Jesus can make a difference in an instant. Jesus can make a difference in your situation and make things possible by the time you get to where you are going. The key is the support of this difference maker to seek him out and to follow his direction. No one should need a blast or a trumpet sound to feel the nudge of jolt of Jesus to move and do something. When we are in the midst of an emergency and we see no way out, the quickest way out is with Jesus. I served as the pastor of a great Christian lady several years ago. During her lifetime, she tried to do right by trying and depending on Jesus. However, she, like many of us, perhaps made some mistakes. However, she was wise enough and respectful enough to follow my teaching. I have been teaching what I believe and what I do now. Call on him. Her name is Catherine Brown. One day when she and her daughter Kim were traveling from South Carolina, Kim was driving, they headed right into a collision. Mrs. Brown's story is she didn't have time to try to correct Kim. Hallelujah. When Mrs. Brown saw what was about to happen, she yelled, Jesus! In that very instant, the accident was avoided. Jesus showed up and made a big difference by sparing their lives. Listen, more parents, you have to listen to Jesus and move when he tells you to move and move in the way he directs. Jesus gives good direction. I had an experience 28 hours ago where God led me to call my daughter Rachel and see why she and EJ had not called me for our before school prayer. They were running late and had left the house. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because EJ had asked his mom to print the Ten Commandments for him to have on his desk at school yesterday. Rachel could not get her printer to print. Hallelujah. I told her I would email the Ten Commandments to her and she could print them when she got to the school. Both she and EJ advised me, oh my God, that the school printer was out of service. However, Rachel was wise enough to go to the school office and ask if they could print the Ten Commandments if she emailed them from her phone. Miss Bunny, the receptionist, tried or did it. The printer, oh my God, the printer that was not working all of last week was working Monday morning. God gave me a special version of the Ten Commandments that according to Rachel, Mrs. Isa, the principal, thought was unique. Listen, this happened because I followed the nudge of Jesus and trusted him to work out my grandson's needs or my grandson's desire for the Ten Commandments to use on his desk yesterday. Well, parents, yes, Jesus makes a big difference. Not just in life-saving situations, but in all the situations of life. Well, parents, there is security in Jesus. Jesus is a saver. Jesus is an instant worker. There are situations and circumstances in life that will, oh my God, that will bend us over and make us crooked. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. Christ is a holder up. Christ is a straightener up. Christ can take the crookedness of our lives and straighten our lives out. No problem, no situation, no obstacle, no need is greater than Jesus' ability to help us. We'll perish. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Zeddy Hall of Powder Spring, Georgia. I cannot imagine what life would be like without Christ to straighten us up, straighten us out, and remove the crookedness out of our lives and hold us up. Oh, my heaven. Vicki Tabor of San Antonio, Texas. I cannot imagine what it would be like without the hands of Christ, or, oh my God, around us, oh my God, to just help us and secure us. We'll perish without Christ. There is, oh my God, no one to quicken, relax, calm, alleviate, or lessen our hurts and walk with us through the attacks, the lies. Hallelujah. And the dreadful infliction and nuisance of life. As you go through life, take Jesus with you. He will make a big difference. He can help you to straighten up and remove the pain that has created the crookedness in your life. Please hear me this afternoon. You may be that one, oh my God, you may be that one person who has lived the best that you can and have done without yourself, hallelujah, and taken your time and your financial resources and helped as many as you could, as many as you could of family, as many as you could of friends, and as many as you could of acquaintances. You may have gone out of your way to help a family member all at once. Nowhere, absolutely nowhere, a family member or friend turns on you with the outlash of hard, unexpected, disrespectful words. words that embarrass you, words that knock you over, and oh my God, and put a crook in your life, are causing you to have to bend over. That family or friend makes you look black and feel like mud by the things they have said to you. Please hear me this afternoon. There are family members and there are friends, hallelujah, and there are people who even attend virtual church who are not, oh my God, who are not and cannot be happy until they make someone crooked. Oh my God, or causes someone pain that causes them to bend over. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Then not to mention those that Reverend William Whatley called saints that ain't, that cannot sleep until they have done something, have done some evil to someone or caused someone to fall. Or the scripture too. The scripture, hallelujah, in Proverbs 4:16 says, for they sleep not except they have done some mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they have caused some to fall. Will perish, hallelujah, without Christ. Hear me now. Oh, my God. Will perish without Christ. Who do you or who do I have when our back is bent and our life is crooked by the circumstances and situations of life? Who can and who will lessen and relieve the tormenting pain that the devil has publicly lashed on you or me? Without Christ with us to help us, we have no one. Please hear me now. Without Christ to help us, we have no one, absolutely no one. It is at those hurting times when you want to respond or retaliate that, oh my God, that the Christ in you has to rise up as you, as your constant companion, so that you do not say one thing, hallelujah, and that you do not retaliate. Listen, you can only do this with Christ, who makes a big difference as your constant companion. Hear me now. No lie, no sorrow, and no hurt is too difficult for Christ. Oh, my God. There are so many hurts, hallelujah, along the road of life, that Christ is the only one who can help as you walk the road of life. Let me just make it real. After 5, 10, 15, 20, or 25 years of marriage, your husband or your wife gives a certain notice that he or she has found someone else, gives notice that they do not care for or love you and does not want to be with you any longer. There you stand, bent and crooked, shocked, surprised, stunned, confused, hurt, angered, oh my God, headache, and sorrow encapsulates you. What one person can you turn to for help when the Lord of your life, oh my God, has walked out on you, when your marriage has collapsed right in your face? Well, parents, without Christ, there's no one, absolutely no one, who can help you to straighten up and get the, oh my God, and get the crook out of your broken married life. There's no one who can hold you up but Christ. He makes a big difference when one is going through a marital struggle. Let me be real again and just make it real. Oh my God. Let me say, for example, you have a growth removed from your body, outer or inner, and you're meeting with the physician for the report on the tissue that was removed and diagnosed. The physician opens the consultation by saying, I'm sorry, and continues to give the findings and paint a challenging future ahead of you. Well, parents, who will journey with you through this, the valley of the shadow of death? Only Christ. Please hear me this afternoon. We need Christ with us on this journey of life, a life that can bend us and put crooks in our life. Christ makes a big difference between being bent over and straight. We'll perish in this life as we face the challenges of life. We must be sincere. We must be ever so sincere in seeking Christ and his care. We must be even so sincere in seeking Christ and his direction. I've suffered so many things by so many people. I've suffered physically. I've suffered mentally. I've suffered in my academic pursuits. I've suffered a great companion lost to death. But here it is. Here it is, world parents. Jesus was and is with me, and he is with you. And Jesus made and is making the difference between my being bent over or walking up right and looking up. Well, parents, hear these closing remarks for part one. Here it is. Here's what I have found out for myself. There is no, absolutely no form of misery, anguish, pain, hurt, sorrow, torment, or affliction which we bear, experience, suffer, or even stomach, but that Jesus looks upon us in his compassion. Where perhaps Jesus, hallelujah, is ready to give us the needed grace we need to sustain us. We cannot do it ourselves. Only Jesus can straighten us up and make a big difference in our lives when our lives are bent over and crooked. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Deliverance comes from being bent over only through Christ Jesus. If you are listening today and your life is bent over and crooked and you have not received Jesus as your Savior, today is your opportunity. You can pray this simple prayer that I will lead you in and be saved right now. Oh, my God, it does not matter where you are. It does not matter how bent over your life is or how crooked your life is or what your life, your sinful life is like. Jesus is still making bent over lives straight. I ask now that you pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner and I repent of my sin. I ask that you come into my life as my personal Savior. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I believe you have been forgiven of your sins and saved. At the conclusion of this meditation and prayer time, I invite you to call the office, 770-482-5333, and I will speak with you and share with you further information that will help foster your growth in the Lord. Amen.